T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get going on this Thursday edition of Sports Daily. Shane Dennis, yours truly, Bruce Hurdle, along with Jack Chambers, who produces. 869-1240 on the hotline. You can join the show as we get rolling today. And Rob Manfred, who is going to have to be careful about being described as someone that blows in the wind, now saying that he feels pretty good about the testing protocols and all of the things that are going on with Major League Baseball, 4 or 5 days after threatening to shut the whole game down.
Yeah, if you guys don't knock it off, yeah, I'll pull the plug on this thing. But, yeah, as we've discussed a few times over the last week, he's got an unenviable task because he's got a league without a bubble. And it sure seems like the NHL and now recently the NBA, with those two bubbles that they're allowed to operate in, although the NHL's got two different bubbles, that they're the poster children of, all right, you want sports during a pandemic, a bubble's where it's at. And there's nothing that Roger Goodell can do about it, really, and there's certainly nothing that Rob Manfred can do about it, really, when you got that many players, that many teams, and you want to try to travel. But I will give him, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball anyway, kudos for, you know what, popping off and talking and everything else is better than not saying anything at all, especially when the season's going on. So a State of the Union every now and then, and a, you know, we got to be more vigilant, but I like where the protocols are at statement, even though it's kind of chuckle-worthy or eye-roll-worthy. If you take a little bit deeper dive, at least he is, you know, we scratched and clawed for the 60-game piece, so now let's try to see it through. You know what I mean? No matter what you think of him individually or his leadership, and we both have kind of gone back and forth on him and our opinions on what kind of a job that we think he's done, he's at least been more vocal over the last couple of weeks. Now, the Marlins and Cardinals forced his hand a little bit by being knuckleheads, allegedly. But he, at least, Manfred, has kind of laid out the, okay, you want to go the rest of the year? Here's what we got to do. First of all, to your point, he said he did like the effectiveness of the testing, and if you're vigilant in following rules, we're going to be fine. And I'm paraphrasing, of course. But he did say that he is re-emphasizing and even tweaking the most important protocols. Now, this will make you happy, and I don't mean to placate you, and I certainly don't mean to bring up the mask issue. But the mask and wearing masks was really at the forefront of Rob Manfred's re-emphasizing the mandates and what will get us through a Major League Baseball season. As far as the masks are concerned, He said and says teams will upgrade to surgical masks on planes. Previously, cloth masks were deemed to be usable, but some thought that spread within the Marlins and or the Cardinals organizations is believed to have occurred on charter flights, according to sources. So, I mean, what are you going to do? We assume that charter flights are the safer flights, but it does stand to reason that if you have even a mini outbreak and you're trying to fly back home or wherever you're trying to fly, one or two guys got it, you got to be real careful on a charter flight, because it's not like you're in the dugout or in the stands, social distancing from each other. That would suck. That would suck. Yeah. I get that. And these are things, Bruce, that we're just kind of, as we go, it's like, yeah, you know what? That makes sense now that I think about it. And it's stuff that maybe could be prevented, but you can't have multiple charters, one for sick people, one for non. You can't have charters and buses. I mean, I guess you could, but these are things that we're just kind of navigating as we go. And the plane ride is a really sticky wicket when you're talking about baseball, because, again, we get back to the first point. We don't have a bubble.
Well, your point's a good one. Just about everything that I've read about, especially lately, about planes is somewhat promising because of the way that they are ventilated. Mm-hmm. But a sick guy is a sick guy. An infected guy is an infected guy. And if they're not, masked and isolated to a certain degree, I guess that becomes problematic. But most of the stuff that I've been reading of late indicates that the big concern about traveling right now is more in getting through airports than it is actually being on the plane, just because of the way the ventilation works in a plane. Now, look, I'm not an aerodynamical engineer. I'm not an engineer. I'm just a dude that reads stuff. So,
hey, listen, think about all the times you got on that germ tube and heard somebody hacking or coughing or sneezing.
Right.
And it crossed your mind in a non-pandemic. You're like, God, it's a miracle I don't get sick.
Totally.
More often as we flew or fly or used to fly.
Right.
We've all thought about that. It's like, geez.
Yes, no question.
You're sick, stay home, or cover your mouth, or, and you're trapped inside that thing with couple hundred other people, because I don't know many flights that I've ever been on that's like, oh, this is a full flight. Yeah, sure it is. Yeah. Mm. Well, anyway, So Manfred, besides the masks, saying that they'll upgrade to surgical masks on planes, has also gone on to say, and I don't know who's going to police this besides the players and coaches themselves, but anyway, there will be an even more aggressive stance on managing social distancing on planes. So in other words, Manfred said, we got to make sure people stay in their seats. All right. Eating. I mean, this is pretty comprehensive upgrade of re-emphasizing how we're going to whoop this. Eating. While eating and drinking still won't be banned on planes, which I was texting with somebody the other day. I'll get back to this in a second. Strongly encouraged to do so in a timely manner and in staggered times. Players in the same row shouldn't both have their masks down eating and drinking at the same time. Look, in baseball, which is what we're talking about here, you have a spread. You have post-game meal, which is the spread.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just woof that? Just woof
that's
that down.
That's kind of my thought.
Eat,
right.
You don't have to necessarily eat on a plane.
Why is it even an issue on a plane?
I don't know. It's not like they're a bunch of offensive linemen that eat four times or five times a day.
Right.
But yeah,
and they're not, and they're all playing geographically games in geographical proximity.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
there's
not
a
flying
couple
to Hawaii.
Of long flights. Right.
Yeah.
There's a couple of long flights, but nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, ban meals on planes. Go ahead and do that. That's the Shane Dennis mandate. Outdoor space. Manfred says, quote, we're going to reemphasize the significance of outdoor space. Everybody has built outdoor space adjacent to clubhouses. And he goes on to say that bullpens may be another issue. They're not big by design, Manfred says. We need to be taking advantage of the opportunity presented by not having fans in the ballpark and spread those relief pitchers out. Sources indicate this is another area in which a spread could have occurred within the Marlins or the Cardinals in the bullpen. Hmm. So, I guess Rob Manfred is channeling his inner Dr. Fauci, and I don't mean to be flippant, but he's just kind of reminding guys there are little things that you guys can be doing to make sure that, you know, the Joe public has to remind himself when he goes, you know, ourselves, when we go out in public or when we try to social distance, we try to, you know, we wear masks if we go in public places because we have to. And, you know, this isn't exempt of professional athletes. So
no, and it's a moving organism. I mean, you're talking about a traveling group of probably 45 or so, 30 players and 15 support staff, coaches, probably something like that, something in that realm, maybe 50. So you're talking about a moving organism of about 50 different parts within. That's a challenge. There's no question about it. But, you know, if you've got players on the right page and people on the right page and they're trying to do the right things, I think that your chances of success are pretty good. We're seeing it in basketball. We're seeing it in the NHL. And, yes, we give a lot of credit to the bubble, and understandably so, but players are obviously doing enough of the right thing to return these negative tests. So it can be done. It can be done. And we've slowed down that kind of – we were having every single day, it seemed like we were having coronavirus news for the course of what, about 7-8 days? So we've slowed that down at the very least in Major League Baseball. Maybe, just maybe, knocking on wood.
Right.
We can get through 8 or 10 days. Not to say that it's not going to happen, because it will. It'll happen. Maybe baseball will be better suited to deal with it the next time it does. Don't know.
So. Well, for those that don't particularly like golf, you guys are in luck because tee times at the PGA Championship are just going off right now. So we won't have any real golf updates for you until maybe second hour, but we will check in on that. We'll check in on the NBC World Series. A dramatic walk-off last night for the Rose Hill Sluggers and a Wichita State's own provided the highlights in that one. And the Royals can't win for losing. They got beat 6-1 by the. It was about as good a 6-1 loss, I think, as you can.
It was only because you felt really pretty good about the guy 60 feet 6 inches away.
Yeah.
And I thought he was good. I mean, I really did, and that's two games that I've watched him now, in bits and pieces. That I feel. I mean, I feel pretty good about him. I feel pretty good about Brady Singer.
Listen, you can tell guys that are consumed by the moment, especially when you're a pitcher,
mm-hmm.
when you're a rookie. You can really tell.
That's a good point.
When things are going too fast for him. And I don't know how much it has to do with no fans in the stands. Maybe that helps him settle down a little bit. I would guess it would, but I don't know. I've never been in the big leagues. But Chris Bubich, for as much as he deserved a better fate against the White Sox, looked really good against the Cubs.
I thought so.
He just went up against a better guy and a badass mm-hmm. in Yu Darvish, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. Before we get to it, you and I talked about this just a smidge after I got back from vacation. And one of the things that me and my family got into, I would say got back into, but I don't know if we've ever really been into, putting puzzles together. I went out and bought a monster jigsaw puzzle to put together by myself. I don't know about it. I need. I know you're not a puzzle guy.
Oh my God!
But it's a thousand-piece puzzle.
What in the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. I took a picture and put it out on Twitter. It's a thousand-piece puzzle in on my dining room table, and it takes up the
whole
thing.
You're not even starting with a 500er or something a little smaller. You're going right to the thousand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, a thousand pieces.
I don't know if you're to be pitied or commended.
I don't either. And I'm certainly having buyer's remorse. You can't take those things back.
No.
So now that I'm out there, literally, I gotta put it together. Because I know our listeners or Twitter followers are going to be like, hey, how's the puzzle coming? You know?
Well.
It's like starting the walking thing. It's like doing the steps thing. It's like I put myself out there so I had to follow through.
You've been very good about that, and you're to be commended for that. Now let me ask you a question. Have we forgotten somewhere along the way to have partaken in Hamilton?
Kind of. Although I haven't shelved it. And yes,
okay.
That crossed my mind last week, too, that needs to happen. And it will happen.
Okay.
That will happen. Hamilton and the puzzle. Although I try to pay close enough attention to the Royals game that I can talk intelligently about the Royals game, but there's a puzzle sitting over there. It's like it's like an albatross around my neck. Everywhere I turn, there's a damn puzzle.
Well, I mean,
over
you
there,
can, you know? Timeouts, you can work the hard edges. Because isn't that the way you do it? You work the straight lines and the corners and all that. That's how you do it, and then you work from the outside in.
Figure the borders out first, yeah.
Oh, my God, I can't think of anything to get. Maybe sitting in a garage with a car running or being around a idling diesel truck that would give me more of a headache than doing a jigsaw.
Man.
I swear to God.
Wow. Found something that you're not.
There's plenty of things
totally
I'm not
down with.
Good at.
Well,
no,
that's kind
plenty
of
things
a revelation on the show.
And plenty of things I'm horrible about. That would be one of them.
All right. As the show continues, what's on tap? Courtesy of Side Pockets, which is now back open, the home of the daily lunch special out of Tyler Crossing. Royals and Cubs Part 3. Last night, it was a 6-1 loss, but somehow it didn't quite seem like one. I'll talk about that in just a little bit. NBC World Series, a couple of local teams stay alive in elimination games, and a really good schedule on tap at X Stadium in the winner's bracket tonight. We have, spoiler, I'll just tell you right now, the Hayes Larks and the Cheney Diamond Dogs are the early game at X, followed by the Santa Barbara Foresters and Liberal BJs. There's your doubleheader out at X Stadium tonight. And
wow, that's pretty nice.
I have a feeling I'll be going out to see at
good
least
effort.
One of those. Yeah. Fred VanVleet's encore. The Raptors suddenly are 3-0 in the bubble. And the NBA COVID latest from the bubble, 0 confirmed positive tests since July 29th. So that bubble is working post Lou Williams' chicken wing run. And the Raiders had a really curious case of a COVID-19 hoax to prove a point to their players. I think only the way the Raiders could.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in the second hour. David Carr is tired of being disrespected, speaking of the Raiders.
Ooh. Well, imagine that.
Yeah. And OTD, courtesy of Superior Rents. All that's coming up on a Thursday edition of Sports Daily. We'll have some Mike Matheny sound and Chris Bubich review. Cubs beat the Royals, but it wasn't all bad. We'll talk about that when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.